Hey, y'all, you're listening to the Mother Far From Home podcast with me, your host, Rachel Norman. If you desperately need a common sense, down-to-earth perspective on how to mother well without losing it, living in constant stress, or needing to escape your life, you have come to the right place. Hello, mamas. Welcome back to the podcast. I think this episode is going to be interesting and maybe is going to help some, that's why I'm dealing with this, or even lower some of guilt, frustration, some like confusion around how some of your kids respond sometimes. So it's kind of like a super niche topic I'm talking about here, this idea of kind of tomato staking our kids. So let's just kind of dive right in. Basically, the point of this whole podcast is when you're asking your kids to do something new, or if you've repeatedly asked them, but they won't consistently do it, or they're stalling, or they're resisting, or they're making a big deal, or they do a crap job, whatever, you can't, or it won't work that you just give a direction and leave and expect them to do it. You're probably going to need to do some tomato staking to help the habit stick. So I have this quote here I copy, and it says, staking tomato plants help them grow vertically and keeps them off the ground. So staking, this is like, you know, you have a wooden stake and you attach it to the plant. So as the plant is growing, it grows up instead of just laying on the ground and growing out. So staking can have several benefits, including keeping the plant upright, protecting the fruit from getting on the ground, rotting if there's rain, etc., getting eaten, although staking doesn't necessarily prevent any kind of pest. Back on the topic. Okay. Producing healthier fruit because it has a stronger root system, and even preventing diseases or things rot that come because it's on the ground. So that's just a metaphor for us. So tomato staking, this is kind of what you do when you get tomato plants. You plant them, and then as they grow, you put a little stake to allow them to grow up and flourish. So when we're talking about this with our kids, this is how you might know you need to do some tomato staking. And now what I mean by that is basically you remaining present with your child as they're going to do something. Instead of being like, you know, make your bed and then leaving, and then, you know, you come back in 20 minutes and they didn't make it and they're still on the floor playing Lego, and you're like, you didn't make your bed, or, you know, or then they're like, I don't know how. And you're like, why didn't you tell me that 20 minutes ago? This type of thing, right? Tomato staking is when you're like, all right, we're going to make your bed. AKA now. Like, I'm here because this is happening now. So a lot of moms have an issue with giving any kind of time limit in their boundary. And what ends up happening is their kids just basically don't do what they want ever. And they kind of feel like, I'm going to let you choose when you want to do it. And then that the kids don't do it. So that is one way. And some kids will. But if we're talking about kids who need tomato staking, they're already probably resistant to what needs to happen anyway, right? So you'll have some kids that it's just like, can you make your bed? And they're like, okay, mommy. And they finish the page they were reading. They get up and do it. And then those kids, needless tomato staking to begin with, they may need it to learn the actual skill, but they don't need it to for you to ensure that all these things are happening, if that makes sense. But the kids who already aren't doing it, don't want to do it, make a big fuss, then this is not the kind of situation where you're just going to give them a timeline and leave, because their timeline's going to be never, right? So how do you know when you need to tomato stake? Okay. So what moms often do, you know, is ask their child to do something, a chore, or even to say, please get off the tablet. And then they just walk away and wait for the child to do it. Right. So this is kind of past your boundary was they need to stop. That was your boundary. But then you just walked away and didn't ensure that it happened. Right. And then especially with a tablet, is this the case you come back in 15 minutes and then, oh, I said to get off, and then you leave again? Well, what actually is happening is your boundary is not being held at all. That's why you're annoyed, but you're expecting them to hold it. It's your job to hold it. That's why in this case with the tomato stake, you would say it's done now and literally take it and like now. Right? So the tomato staking in this scenario is you might go over there, say they're in the middle of something. Okay, the next stopping point, we're going to be done, but you would stay because you would see it. And then when a stopping point comes, it would be like, now's that time. And then you would get it, right? So this is how you train and teach your child to be able to do the good, healthy thing that you're expecting of them. You simply remain, ensure that it's done. So what we often think of when we think of boundaries is we sort of, excuse me, we sort of make it, and we decide what it is, and then we say, okay, you guys can, we wait for the kids to do it. But that only works if you know that kid is going to do it. And if they don't, tomato steak in his order, right? So in another example, how this plays out is that you might say, okay, you need to clean your room, and you go into the kid's room, and then, you know, the kid's in there and it's like a huge mess and they're melting down. They're like, I can't do it. It's too much, right? So that's another sign you might need to tomato steak. Like it feels, things feel overwhelming to them. So the first sign was like your kids just kind of don't do what you've asked them to do and they continue stall, right? This shows that they don't have the self-control or the willingness to do what you've asked them to do in an appropriate timeline. And so you need to no longer let them choose the timeline. That's one way, you know. The other is that they're truly overwhelmed by maybe the you know, magnitude of the task, right? So if your kids don't clean their room, but say once a week, the room can be absolutely astronomically nasty by that point. And it's hard to even know where to start. And it's maybe it's going to be an hour long job, right? And that's going to feel super overwhelming to your child. This is actually another reason why I have mine clean basically every day, because a tidy up might take 2 or 3 minutes, and then it never gets into such a state that they just can't do it. It just feels like too much, right? So in another way that you might know you kind of need to tomato steak is the mom is, you know, expecting or asking them to do something and then just waiting but not helping. So sometimes kids, now the goal is that we ask them to do something that's appropriate and normal, and then they can just do that on their own. They just do it, right? But if we're asking for something and we're standing over them, clean it up, and then we're just like standing there with our arms crossed and we're just like looking at them, waiting on them to do it, you know, that can feel, that can help make a child feel like you're not on their side, so to speak. And if this is happening, some tomato staking might be in order to help your kid feel a little more supportive as you move into that new way of doing things. So tomato staking is a great process for when, or it's a great tool, I guess, or strategy when we're trying to change and do things a little bit differently, right? So here are some signs in your kids that they need tomato staking and not more independence. So what can happen is that if our kids resist, if they don't want to do it, if they make a big deal, there's a big power struggle, many moms will be like, well, okay, they need more control. They're feeling like they're powerless and they need more control. And in some cases, this might be true, but usually what's usually happening is kids feel, especially if kids are very self-directed and then they get to choose most of what they want to do all the time, it isn't that they feel powerless per se. They feel very powerful, which is why they're like, I'm not really going to do what you're wanting. I'm kind of going to do my own thing over here. Thanks. Anyway, so giving them more independence is not going to result in them deciding to do the healthy, normal, right thing you're asking. It could result in you just being super, super frustrated, which will mean you are yell or angry. And then they'll feel even more justified in their decision. Well, why am I going to do what you want? You're so angry. No, we're going to move out of this. Okay. So some signs your kids might need tomato staking is they just flat out refuse to do what you ask. You know, they don't want to, they don't want to do it, whether they're busy, they have something else going on, they didn't want to stop the other thing, they just think or believe, and maybe it's true, they can just get away with saying no, and then you'll just kind of go away and, you know, and be like, okay, I guess that wasn't going to happen, right? So those are some kind of signs, I guess, in your child that they might, that you might need to, they're just refusing. Another situation that might lend you to wanting to tomato steak is that your kids melt down a lot. So this is like they are, they feel like they can't handle it, right? They feel like it's too much. Like we mentioned before, the room's too much. You ask them to do something and then it's like super whining. I can't. They feel like they're half going to, you know, who knows what's going on in their mind. You'd be able to dig into that and figure it out, but it could be something kind of like, it seems too much. They don't know how to do it. They feel like they're going to be all alone. You know, if they have perfectionist issues, they're not going to be doing it right. Who knows what the case is. But if they're melting down, that's a sign that some tomato staking is in order. And now tomato staking, when I say this, I don't mean this like ominous presence with them. I should have said that at the beginning. That's not what I mean. I mean more like, hey, me and you together, you know, kind of like sack race with both of our legs in a sack. We're going to do this together for a while. You know what I mean? We're in this together. We're going to cross that finish line of this task together. And it's going to be something I'm monitoring with you. It's that kind of vibe. It's not like I'm going to be here with you until you do this because I don't trust you. You know, even if you don't trust your kid, and you shouldn't trust them if they're not trustworthy to do a task. That's a fact. So, or this is my opinion. Okay, I shouldn't say it's a fact. let me recant that here live on air. It is my opinion that if our kids have proven untrustworthy in an area, extending trust in that area is going to teach our kids that it doesn't matter what they do, people should just trust them. So the not giving them freedom to fail in an area and then lie to you about it, you know, it's just okay. It's like, okay, instead of you saying you did something you didn't do, let's just do this together and get it done. And then I don't even need to worry about, did you lie? Did you not lie? Did you do that chore? Did you not? It's like, we're not even going to go there. And then over time, you're just going to prove yourself capable and trustworthy in a way that it is natural for me to trust. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. When we naturally trust they're going to do something, we're probably right 9 times out of 10. So when I think I got off topic there, but hopefully that might, I don't know, give some light bulbs. But another sign that your kids might need to be to made a state is they freeze, fawn, or they fight. You know, they say, I can't, I won't. And you know, it's more than just like resistance. It's not like they're just trying. You can tell they're not just trying to cause a trouble. They're not just trying to be, quote, lazy. They're not just trying to get out of this chore. There's like actually something going on a little deeper that is making them, you know, have trouble with this. And so that is a good sign, you know, to help regulate them. You could stay with them. And then it's like, I'm calm, you're calm, we can be calm together. We'll figure this out together, right? Tomato staking is a joyful, or at least a in it together process. And some tasks it will be joyful, but you know, not all. So another sign your kids might need is you ask them to do something, you know, like to put away the tablet, for example, and they just end up delaying installing or flat out not doing it. So these are signs that a tomato staking is a great strategy that you can use, because then you're not constantly going away, coming back, you didn't do it, going away, you didn't do it. You know, you're just right there until it gets done. So if you feel like you're kind of in this place where you're just, your emotions are going wild, your kids, you know, they're having a lot of emotions, and it feels like whether or not you're having a good day is tied to how emotional they are. I've got a free workshop available this month, and it's for another week or so. It's going to be available, and it's called How Not to Be Tossed To or Fro by Your Children's Emotions. Okay, so it's basically that they can do, they got going on what they do, you do, but you don't feel like you can't just be calm and relaxed just because they're having a difficult time. So the link to this is if you click on motherfarfromhome.com/podcast. So it's motherfarfromhome.com/podcast, and it'll be in the show notes. But basically, motherfarfromhome.com/podcast. And you will see on there, there's a link to this workshop. You'll be able to click on it and get access, instant access to the workshop. And then it can just help you to feel more calm and secure and not turn. If you feel like you're always like, oh, they reacted like that, I'm horrible, they did that, I'm bad, they did it, I never do anything right, I'm making all these mistakes. If everything your kids do seem to tell you that you're horrible and bad and not doing a good enough job, this is a sign there's some kind of mixing of emotions going on, you each other taking responsibility for things that aren't yours, right? So we want to kind of get past that, and I hope this workshop will help. So the idea when we're talking about tomato staking, the idea is to stay near them while they're growing in the skills until they can do it on their own without failing, without, you know, stopping, without, like, you don't just be like, hey, go clean this bathroom. If they don't know how, they don't know where the cleaning, you know, they don't know where the cleaning supplies, they don't actually know how to do what you want them to do. And then you come in, you didn't do it. You know, this is demoralizing, right? So the idea is that you're just, before you release them into the big bag wild of independence, which you will, and it won't take as long as you think, you're going to stay with them while they're doing these things. And then you're going to stay with them so that they're able, and you're able to support them, and you're able to teach them, and it doesn't kind of fall all on them. And, you know, they're not in there in the bathroom alone, I don't know how to do this, you know, that type of situation. So if you, and to go back to the other point, if you know you can't trust them to do what needs doing without supervision, then don't leave them unsupervised, right? So you don't ask them to do something that they can't do and then just leave them be, right? So this might mean that if you're needing something done, but you can't supervise in that moment, that you might wait until you can, right? And now this sort of tomato sticking process will gradually decrease. So if you know, okay, I've been asking this child to do chores, it's some huge big deal. It's almost like I stopped asking them because it's just so annoying. It's like, what's the point? So it may take them a while before they get to that point where they're kind of like, I can do this. I don't need your help. And you'll know when they get there. It's like they feel competent. They feel in control. They feel like they're able to do it. Kids actually love to do things well, even if it's chores. They honestly do. So a little bit of tomato staking is not going to be there forever, right? Especially if you can keep it neutral and then positive, okay? So if your child acts like they can't do something, then you can first do it and let them watch you, you know, explain what you're doing, train exactly how to do it, right? Then they can do it, or, you know, kind of like they do a little bit, you do a little bit, right? It's that whole process of how to teach someone to do something. And then you let them do it and you watch them. And then eventually they can just do it without you. That's kind of the process. And honestly, it just takes as long as it takes. Some kids really don't need a lot of tomato staking. And then, you know, so I have five, I would say, Only three of mine don't. You know, if I've explained them how to do it, they're just going to get on with it. I really don't need to tomato stake them. Two of them do, you know, and so with a skill. So also, I want to say why part of this tomato sticking helps. Now, remember, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning, but hey ho, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If it's not a negative, punitive thing, it's not like you can't be counted on to clean the toilet. I'm going to have to be. It's not like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, okay, toilet needs to be done. We're going to get in here together and do it. Now, do you know how to do it? Show me what it looks like. Okay, yeah, that. And then here's a little bit, do this well. Here's a trick to get it done like this. And then doing that kind and just doing it together until it's done. And then that's it. That, I mean, a chore basically is just doing one of these normal, banal, mundane household tasks. And if you're there with them and it still gets done, you're still building it. But this builds the sense of connection with your kids, power, experience. You don't have to do that, but a few times to where they get the hang of it, right? And then for a few times you're watching to make sure they did it well. And pretty soon, you know, they know how to do it and they can just do it on their own, right? There's a lot of examples of tomato stake. There's a lot of ways, I guess, that we can kind of tomato stake. I'm going to give a few examples here in a second. But when it's done in a positive, supportive, we're in this together, we're going to be here together and do it. It creates a sense of togetherness, of support, of connection, and it just builds up the kids in their confidence. They don't feel, some kids, if they feel they've got to go out and do it alone and be in it on their own, this is a difficult situation for them, right? They're going, it might trigger all these things, you know, a variety of domino effect of whatever their kind of challenge that they have going on is. Other kids won't have this, so it won't matter. That's why you just have to take it as it comes. So some examples of tomato staking in progress. So say you're starting a new morning routine. You want, and you might do it with your child completely for a few days, right? You might do the things with them. Okay, we're up, we're out of bed, we're making the bed, we're getting dressed. You know, you might, I know you have other things to do, but this is, if they're resistant to it, then you're fighting anyway, right? So the energy is either going into fighting or it's going into helping. So you can do the task like with your child, taking turns. You can just be alongside them, kind of keep checking in, referring back to the routine, whatever. And eventually they'll just get on with it themselves while you supervise. And a lot of kids will need you to check. I like to say you need to inspect what you expect. I feel like I must have gotten that from somewhere. Maybe that was from the Large Family Logistics book. This was not an original, even if the rhyme was original anyway, the idea wasn't. But basically, you want to inspect what you expected. Otherwise, they're just like, oh, she ain't even going to look. Who cares? It's kind of like if you had to do 20 things at work, but like literally 15 of them never got checked. Gradually, you might begin to tell yourself, well, who really cares? Some people wouldn't. Some people would say, depending on what your values are, how you're made, right? Some people would be like, I'm doing everything I need to do. But some people will be like, but those 15 things are pointless. Nobody even cares or looks. I'm not going to do them. So depending on how your child is, that's what it's going to be. So that's why we want to keep checking, right? But not having this idea that like, I have a routine. I told it to them. They didn't do it. It's like, there's going to be more collaboration than that. There's going to be more tomato staking, hand-holding, progress together. And then from that, they're going to kind of almost push away a little bit like, God, I got it. You know, and that's when you know they've internalized. So another example is if you ask your child to clean up their room. So depending on their age, you may start the process and have do it with them. You can say, okay, I'm gonna do this part right here. You can take that over there, right? So some kids are gonna resist. So this is where you would choose a time before they get any screens, snacks, fun stuff. Like, well, one of my sons has ADHD, and his psychiatrist was like, you know, we don't even have tablets. We have a TV. That's the only screen we have. But anyway, he's like, they should never, and actually his OT from a time before was like, he should not be getting any privilege of it unless he's done something that's basic, you know, like there should be no hour of tablet if he's refusing to clean his room. So you need to, and I call that the South African way of doing things. And I just say that because we were on a mission trip once, and one of the leaders there was like, look, we're on South African time. We just do one thing before the next thing. And we don't get too caught up about the time. When the first thing finishes, we do the next thing. No, I guess I shouldn't speak that of all of South Africa, but where we were, that was, I'm accrediting him to that concept. But so if you have a screen time plan, you should do these things before then. It's like, well, we're not doing screen time until this is done. Like, screen time doesn't happen until this. This is how you break through some of those initial periods of refusal. Right. And once they get through those, then they can begin to do it. Right. Kids can, if they feel like it's a huge deal to clean up their room, they're so resistant. They make a big fight. Often mom's like, oh, forget it. Just forget it. Fine. Well, then they're going to keep doing that. Right. I'm going to take this. You take this. And, you know, they might fuss the whole time and then they get it done. And then you just keep doing it. Right. So if they won't, then it's like, okay, well, I can tell you need a little bit of space before you clean, but you don't just come out and go do something else. Like that kind of, you're sticking with the thing until it's done. Right. And so I will say that it's never happened in our house. And I have 5 kids and one of them has ADHD. Okay. Where it's like, I'm asking them to just do something and they just flat out refuse for a long period. Like, that's not an option for me. Right. This is going to happen. And I love you. And I'm here to help make this happen. Right. I'm not threatening you, but like, this is happening. Whatever else you thought was going to happen after ain't happening till this happens. Like, it's just how it is, you know, and they just get on with it. And there might be a period of resistance. Okay. Then you come back, do it with them. So another example is your child won't get off the screen when they're supposed to. So in this case, this actually proves they don't have the self-control to manage their screen time on their own. So if they've proven they don't have that self-control, they certainly shouldn't be given that control. So you're just going to pare back what you allow, right? Or you're going to remain at the time. You might set your own timer, or you might actually just shut it. There's a period, you know, on whatever device they have. It's like, okay, you can only do 30 minutes or an hour, and then it shuts itself off. Then you don't got to worry about it anyway. But if you don't want to do that because you don't want to cut in the middle of whatever they were doing, then you just have them stay near you and you give them a countdown. And then when the time is up, it's up, right? Then you could use parental controls on the device, on the router. Like, this is like, if your kids have proven they're supposed to go to bed, you know, say it's a teenager, they're supposed to go to bed at 10 and then at 11:30, they're on their phones. No, this is, they have proven they cannot be trusted to monitor their own device use. Most adults, we can't even trust ourselves to do this. Hello, people. So this is when you don't give them the option. So in this case, that to make the staying near them, making sure it happens, might be you going to their room, taking the phone. Okay, it's time to be done. And you remove it. Then they can't do the thing that's unhealthy, right? So tomato stick, it's like you're there. You're not just releasing them to grow whichever way wild on the ground, producing bad fruit, not being able to grow up that healthy root system, which is why we tomato stick to begin with. Basically, by tomato sticking, you're modeling what needs to happen. You're ensuring that it happens. You're holding your own boundary that it's going to happen because you're there helping make it happen. And over time, this will help them. They'll have less resistance. They'll see you're on their side. There's support. You know, it's not punitive. It's a support. We're in it together driven type of thing. And then there'll be more cooperation and there'll be more equipping. You know, the kids who just need that accountability built in. Tomato stick is essentially accountability. Right? That's essentially another way to think about it. It's accountability. How did I not think these things in the beginning? I'm a verbal processor, people. It just comes out. It comes out. It doesn't come out in the planning. So anyway, if you know your kids need to be a little more accountable and they're not getting things done and you're having that frustration build because it's like, I told you, but you're not doing it, I just encourage you to think about the things that the issues that are causing trouble, you know, the ones I gave were, say, screen time, a morning routine, cleaning their room. There's any of these. There could be tons of them. Think about what tomato sticking would look like in that situation. You sticking close, you being right there, you making sure it's happening. Make it kind of think about a few options of what that might look like, and then just give it a go. And if you're interested in that free class that's going to help you kind of separate basically enmeshment from your kids' emotions and your own, make sure and go to amotherfarfromhome.com/podcast, and you'll be able to get a link to that free workshop. It's going to be available until about February 18th or so. I will talk to you soon, Mama. As always, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. You can find me on my website, A Mother Far From Home, and on YouTube under the same name. If you like this podcast, I'd love it if you could write a 5-star review, and it'll help all the algorithms to get it in front of other moms who benefit from this encouragement. Until next time, keep it real out there, Mama.